this is your best friend, Carmen Strip, with No Attachments Weekly Podcast dedicated to self-care. Before we begin, can you please select the follow button? Thank you. Thank you for following. And I want everyone to know I am grateful for you following me. I am grateful just for you just hearing me. I really want you to know that I really appreciate it. I always have an attitude of gratitude. Thank you so much for your support. Okay, come on in, come on in. Bring your family and friends. Let's talk about this voting. Everybody been talking about voting. We didn't hear good things. We didn't hear bad things. We heard all kinds of things. Some of us are scared of whatever. But I plan to take another approach. I want to talk about voting. Voting isn't just for you. It's for others to come. It's for the younger generation. There is for other people that are suppressed, oppressed, and also depressed. So voting is your voice. It's your breath. It's your conscious choice that you do not have to be bullied into it. You do not have to be threatened into it. You do not need to intrude on others' choice. It's truly your decision. But you know what? If you don't vote, you really can't complain. So when I went to the polls and I showed my ID, I had my mask on, and I voted, and I started thinking as I was voting. I wasn't only voting for Carmen Strip. I was voting for others to come. And when I was voting and I was making my choice, I was voting for equality for all. And when I was voting for minorities. And when I was voting for people of color. When I was voting for women. When I was voting, I voted for the LGBTQ community. When I was voting for health care for all. We all need health care. At some point in our life, we will need health care. Whether it's in birth, it's in your 20s, your 30s, your middle age, or your seasoned age. We all need health care for all. If you have diabetes, that's pre-existing. And if you had COVID, that's pre-existing. If you have asthma, that's pre-existing. If you have high blood pressure, that's pre-existing. If you had to have surgery to correct something, that was pre-existing. So pre-existing, if you obese, that's a pre-existing. If you smoke, that's pre-existing. Because you know if you smoke, most likely you would either get cancer, you would get emphysema, you will have a stroke or a heart attack. Okay, if you're an alcoholic, that's pre-existing. So there are many other things about pre-existing, whether it was genetic or you was born with it or it happened, it's pre-existing. So we all need health care. Okay, and then when I also was voting, I was voting for defunding the police. Now, many people have asked me, what's defunding the police? We need to read. That's one thing we need to do. We need to read. We are so lazy. We need to read. Defunding the police does not mean there will never be no police. Of course not. Of course not. We need the law. Okay, defunding the police, they get all types and forms of grants to do other things. It shouldn't be used to buy military equipment. Defunding police is getting those grants and let's get in the community. Let's be foot soldiers like it used to be in elementary. The policemen would come to the school and they would have a program. In Texas, we had something called CHICKEN. I forgot what it stood for. And the policemen and the children were friends. They came in the community. If you have a family member that has a mental illness and they decide all of a sudden to have a meltdown, and that meltdown can become violent. Policemen are not trained for that. But getting those grants, we can have a crisis unit. Now, some suburban areas in Texas have that. But that's something that they're talking about defunding. Make sure the senior citizen have what they need. If it's in the summertime, make sure they have air conditioning or they can go to a cold place. Make sure they aren't being abused. There's other things in a community that needs going. They need different resources. So that's basically what defund the policeman is. It's not saying we will never have no police. Oh, no, we need policemen. But it's basically saying put the money in the community to help the people. So we won't have to see them in jail. Basically, it's basically intervention. Intervention. And then when I also was voting for prison reform. Prison reform. We need to know why the people went to prison. Now, they killed six people. Okay, they can tell their story, but, you know, I'm really not interested in why you killed six people. But people that like do little crimes, okay, they stole something at the store. It could have been worth $60, and they doing 10 years. Okay, we need to find out what's the problem. Was this person hungry? We need to get resources for this person. I'm not saying they shouldn't do their time. Maybe it should be less. But try to give that person a give back to the community. No more, okay, since he stole out the grocery store, okay, let's have him maybe do community service at a farmer's market. Or go where they started out growing the food and help a farmer for free. And maybe that would help. Maybe he was just hungry. Or we just need to know what's the problem. Rehabilitate. It all goes back to the childhood, because we do respond accordingly to how we were raised. We need to find out why Susie all of a sudden is in prison at 23. What went wrong? What happened? She got on drugs. She was dating the wrong men. Let's find out what really happened. Not saying that Susie don't need to do her time, but make sure we don't see Susie come back here again in prison and see what happened. Maybe she was abandoned. Her mother wasn't there for her because her mother wasn't there for her. And they found their value in a man. And by Susie finding her value in a man, she got on drugs. She did whatever he told her to do. And that's how she ended up where she was. It's a reason. Nothing just happened. It all started from somewhere. So that's why I say we need prison reform. We need to see Biff. Why all of a sudden Biff decided that he needs to rob. Why all of a sudden Biff started robbing? He come from a good family. What happened? Was it because Biff, mother and father, they They got separated and later had a divorce. In the prime of his teen, he was 17 years old. We need to find that out. Not saying that Biff don't need to do his time, but make sure Biff don't come back there no more. Not saying that no one don't need to do their time, but let's rehabilitate. Let's give them these strategies. Let's give them different things they need so when they come out, they need the resources. They need the strategy. So when Biff get out, Biff cannot hang around with the same people. Maybe Biff don't need to go back home. Maybe we can send him to another county. Maybe we can send him to another state to get a new start. Okay, also, when I was voting, I was also voting for higher minimum wage. $7.25, come on, $7.25. We know housing done went up because it definitely went up in Texas. Because every time we have a hurricane or a major thunderstorm, a tropical storm, hey, it goes up. I don't know why they do that. It goes up because they home flooded out. Okay, you go to the apartment. The apartment, all of a sudden, apartments used to be $750 a month. Now they're $1,400 a month. Come on. Come on. So we do need a livable wage. A livable wage where you actually can pay your bills and have a cushion to save. And also when I was voting, I also was voting for climate control. A lot of things that we do, the plastic and different things. I know different states and certain cities. I know in Austin, they don't give out plastic bags. You have to pay for that. I understand it. Climate control is very important. All the different things. We don't know what season it is because we definitely don't know what it is in Texas because it was freezing, it was 45, and now it's 80 today. The seasons, different things. And I look how we build so much in Texas. You walk out to your front door, and you might see a deer, you might see a bear. You don't know what you might see because they have built so much. And they have taken the habitation other animals. Climate control, that's very important. Everything's a reason why everything happened. We need the bees. We need it all. Even the possums. We talk about that, but possums eat plenty things. And also when I was voting for COVID-19. It's getting close. COVID-19 is real. It's real. I am beginning to hear and know people that I actually have worked beside, I went to church with. It is affecting them. Not only was I voting for COVID-19, that we can have a mandate on masks. We need to wear a mask. We got 50 states. They've got 50 different instructions. None of us are together. That is no unity. No unity whatsoever. And I voted for unity and I voted for love. America, we were loving. What happened? All of a sudden, everybody is so mean and so hateful. It all started, I know some people had different beliefs or you had stereotype, you kept it to yourself. Everybody just say whatever on their mind. They just mean. And so I voted so we can get harmony. 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 It's not about one race, but it's all about the human race. Then I also voted for immigration. If a person come to this country and they do everything that they supposed to do, And they're not, they're not a felon. Of course, you can't go to another country. I can't go to another country and do whatever I want to do, kill up people or rob and then expect to be over there. We understand it's a privilege. But if you do everything that you're supposed to do, you pass a test, you have a job, you doing the right thing, okay, let them come over and let them do what they need to do. It shouldn't be, okay, you can come, you can come in, but your kids can't. And I also voted for those kids that have been separated from their parents, and they probably will never see them again. That hurts my heart. And women are forced to have hysterectomies that's coming from another country because they was done so wrong. We have to remember what America was built on. People came from all different countries. This is a melting pot. I voted for freedom. I voted for unity. I voted for love. I voted for change. I voted for hope. That's what I voted for. And I voted my conscience. And I voted for the song that said, God bless America. I voted for that. I voted for that. So when people talk about different things about the election, I don't want to get all deep because it is very intense. This election is so important. It is so intense. It's so intense. I will tell you Tuesday, when you come home from work, or if you have to stop by, get groceries, or get you something to eat, you get your food. Or whatever, you got to pick your kids up, whatever you need to do. And you get in your house and you stay in your house. I don't know what's going on. But I know one thing, Walmart took all the guns off the shelves. So, and I also voted that I wouldn't live under lies every day. I wouldn't live under drama every day. I wouldn't live under fake news every day. I just want the truth. That's all I want. I just want the truth. That's all I want. I voted for non-discrimination. I voted for civil rights. Everybody have a right to say something, do something, as long as it's not offending no one, you're not violating anyone, you're not assaulting anyone. You should have that right. So I just say voting is a right and it's a privilege. Yes, I have voted. Yes, I am in Texas. And guess what? We gonna turn Texas blue. We're gonna turn Texas blue. So now, and also I voted for the Senate. I voted also for the House of Representatives. I also voted for my state. I also voted for my city. And we all, one thing about this election, we all have got involved in some form. If it wasn't a conversation, if it wasn't volunteering, if it wasn't working for the polls, if it wasn't listening to the debates, if it wasn't reading the different signs, the outrageous signs. So I understand this election is very important and it will change our lives whichever way it goes. So, I just put my spin on it. Make sure you vote. Your voice is your breath. No one should threaten you. No one should bully you. No one should make you feel bad or sad for what you voted for. And remember, you can say one thing, but when you get ready, because we all vote different, but when you get ready to vote, you can put down one thing. You might tell everybody you was for the person on the left, but we don't know what people do. People vote for the right. So I tell everyone, vote. We all waiting. We know we probably will not know who the president is Tuesday, but still have hope. And don't give up. And again, go Blue Texas. Thank you for listening to No Attachments. The diamond for the day is hope. H-O-P-E. H stands for hold. O stands for on. P stands for pain and E stands for ends. Hold on, because pain will end. Okay, you can send your positive comments or suggestions to noattachments2020@gmail.com. Remember to always be necessary. Love you now. Love you later. See you on No Attachments by Carmen Strength.